again. I'm Terry Thornton. I'm curator of education here at The Modern, and it's my honor to welcome you to Tuesday evenings at The Modern, our weekly lecture series. We're coming to an end, so I hope you've been able to take advantage of some of our earlier lectures this fall. I have to say, it's one of my favorite lineups. I'm not saying individual lectures necessarily, but lineups in all my years here. Next week, we will take a break so as not to conflict with voting. But the following week, on Tuesday, November 9th, artist Spencer Finch will be here to share what I think is his absolutely stunning work, perfect combination of beauty and brains. The work has been described as employing a scientific method to achieve poetic ends, and I think that's a very apt description. The work that was seen in Daniel Birnbaum's exhibition Making Worlds for the 53rd Venice Biennale. Also work currently on view at the Corcoran Gallery of Art and the exhibition Spencer Finch, My Business with the Clouds. So I invite you back on the 9th, November 9th. And actually, that will be our last Tuesday evening lecture for the fall series. Very sad, but Uta Bart, I had mentioned before, had to reschedule. So she's going to be our first lecture on February, I think, 8th it is, when the winter-spring series begins. So Spencer Finch on the 9th will be our last lecture for the fall series, and I really encourage you to come back and bring one friend, because I don't think we have room for more than one, okay? If everybody comes back and brings one. In addition to the call of the voting booth next Tuesday, there's Halloween this coming Sunday, and no one wants to mess with Halloween. So we are also taking a break from our weekly Sundays with the Modern tours that we've been doing. But we resume in a very big way with Dr. Malcolm Warner, the Deputy Director of the Kimball, who will be here to give his insights into the work of Vernon Fisher in our special exhibition, Vernon Fisher, Kmart Conceptualism. And I know that brings us to tonight's presentation, but before introducing our guest, I would like to alert you to the programming for this exhibition, which has truly been an absolute pleasure to introduce to our museum audiences, thanks to the breadth and depth of Vernon Fisher's work. I won't run through every program, but I want to encourage you to visit the Modern's website, where you will find a variety of opportunities on the exhibition microsite, which is you can easily access by clicking on the website's front page on the image of the exhibition. There you will find a great video interview between the artist and the curator, Michael Opping, which takes place in the artist's studio. Two film suggestions by the artist, one of which has already played, but one of which you can still catch. And they are free and, of course, are shown here in this auditorium. A very interesting short story writing project, which is available to all, anybody who has any aspirations of writing or already is a writer. I welcome your submissions to that. Also, podcast tours and much more. So check it out and pass it on if you would. Okay, now for the reason that we are here. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to introduce these two people. They really are very special to me for who they are and for what they bring to this community. Dr. Francis Colbert, the Rose Chair of Art History in the School of Art at TCU, and artist Vernon Fisher are here to discuss, to present the issues at stake in Vernon's work of the past 30 years.